100 players or something, you know, then you have 100 people's interpretation of sad, and it comes across as human, which is a lot of the time what you want in film scores, because the reason film score is there in the first place is to portray emotion, you know, emotion that you can't say with words or with images. That's why music's in film in the first place.
Okay, so now listen, me and my friends are working on this movie, and we have this scene. We have this scene where there is this drug addict, there's this drug addicted lady. She is in a back alley, and she just miscarried. And we we decided to use only kazoos.
Right.
Good idea or bad idea?
If you're just recording the kazoos straight up, it would be a terrible idea, just because the tonality of it would be completely wrong. If you sound designed it, you could get away with it. Like if you turned it into maybe a drone or a threatening thing, something that had a bit of longing, you know, a bit of despair to the actual tone, you could get away with it. Nope. And the thing with a kazoo is you can do any note, so you could do it. You could do it, but you'd have to be very clever about the way. If you just straight up did kazoos, there would be too much of a juxtaposition between the action on the screen and the music that you hear.
No, it's just a straight on kazoo blow, dude.
I mean,
yeah, I don't even know what sound does kazoos make.
They're the ones you put it in your mouth and you just go.
Do you play kazoo sound on your computer?
I don't have one at hand. No.
Go on YouTube. Just search up kazoo sound.
No, I know what a kazoo sounds like.
What is it? I don't know what it sounds like.
You do. You do.
And I'm afraid. Are you sure?
Am I sure what?
That's right. That's right. I do. I think it's great. I think it sounds like bees. Maybe that's how we'll get the bees back.
It's somewhat like bees. Anyway, Jack, I'd say you've got like 5 more minutes, my friend, before I have to go.
Listen.